Hello dear friends, Reflections with MJ. Do you know him as a comforter? 2 Corinthians 1, 3-4 says like this: All praises belong to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for he is the Father of tender mercy and the Father of endless comfort. He always comes alongside us to comfort us in every suffering, so that we can come alongside those who are in any painful trial. We can bring them the same comfort that God has poured upon us. Faith begins at the end of our ability and comfort zone. When the global crisis hit, it popped the false bubble that we are in control of our own lives. With everything suddenly changing and the situation still ever evolving, it requires us to live by faith and not by sight. It took me so many years to understand that faith isn't risk. It is simply trusting in a good Father. Even when I don't like what's happening, when I'm left in a place of wondering why, I know that He is good. I lean into who He is, reminding myself that I can trust Him to make everything work to my benefit. He's more than worthy to be trusted. In all the places I experience suffering and pain, He is there with endless comfort. He will always be there to encourage, comfort, and strengthen. His promises are true. They are yes and amen. As a time of reflection, please spend some time with the Lord and write down 3 miracles that you need, one each of emotional, physical, and spiritual. Ask the Lord how you can be on the lookout for His presence and how He is working in your life today. Ask the Lord for a picture that describes the way in which He brings comfort to you. May God bless you as you ponder over these reflection questions.